Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The seasons. There's a season for everything. Ecclesiastes 3 talks about it. Chuck Pierce gave a word, understanding Issachar, and we'll make that available for you on the VFN Torch. Issachar was one that understood the times and the seasons. He's able to interpret them. And for some reason, you know, God is sharing the seasons with us and others as well, but with us. And so we're sharing with you so you can be able to interpret the times and the seasons yourself. And quite often that's how the Lord works. You know, He'll raise up a prophet and somebody to be able to share it. So I want to encourage you that when you're listening and watching VFN TV and VFN radio on the Christian Television Network, that you really think about, hey, you know, I need to pay attention because this is a time, this is a season that's taking place. And if we do get a chance, we're going to talk about in today's programs about the third great awakening that we're believing God for. But I first want to say in regards to it is the season that folks are going out and deciding, they're asking questions like, what would you like for Christmas? You know, what would you like for Christmas? And some people say, well, you don't have to give me anything. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, no, I insist on it. And it's like, are you getting me something? Or are you getting you something by going and getting something? Because if somebody says you don't need to get me anything but love, then that's, I'm not saying that. No, I'm just saying, then take their word for it. Take their word for it. But I want you to check yourself and say, am I really wanting to get them something, or am I really wanting to go through the process because I enjoy the shopping experience? I want to get something. And some folks don't even ask the question. They just go out and grab something because they want the experience and this is what they want them to have. And they never really think about the individual. And it's like, if you're getting a gift for an individual, don't you care what the individual would want? Don't you care what would benefit them? Or is it just a shopping experience? Or is it just something you're trying to, you think in your own mind, this is what they need to want. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute. This is about Christmas. Men needed salvation. We needed to be saved. God knew our condition. He knew our heart. He knew what we needed. We didn't tell God this is what we want. He knew what we needed. He knew that we needed. We cried out to God, and it's like we were in this stuck, dark state. And in that, He came down and heard our cry, and He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, born on the day that we celebrate Christmas. I mean, that's the day that we chose to celebrate His birthday. And understanding that this is the gift. The gift of God. And so when somebody says, all I want is love, the truth is, it's easier to buy somebody a car than to love them. Mm. Because love is patient, love is kind, love is long-suffering. That's not like an easy thing. Mm-hmm. But what a gift. And that's what God expects from us. He says, listen, you know, I want you guys to love each other. Give each other this gift this Christmas. Give each other love. Mm-hmm. Oh, no man, nothing but love. When somebody says, well, where do you shop for that? Well, the Word of God, He tells us in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13? Mm-hmm. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is long-suffering. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It keeps no records of wrongs. I mean, one beautiful gift that you can give your loved ones is to let go of all those things that you've been holding on to, that you won't let go of. Begin to forgive them. Begin to just say, you know what? Let's begin anew. That's what Christmas was about when God provided us a Savior and all we had to do was ask for forgiveness and God forgives us. Let's just do that. I want to forgive you. I want to just begin again. I want to just give you love. And it's a beautiful gift. Don't tax it. Don't tax it. Show up. You know, show up and look at them in the face and just say, you know, I don't. And this is what Catherine Kuhlman said to God in her real bumpy road part of her ministry when everything collapsed. She lost everything. She walked down the end of a dead end street and she said, well, I don't have anything left, but I do have me and my love. If you'll take it, I'll give you my all my love.
Mm-hmm.
And God took it. God took her love for him and touched the world with it.
Mm.
And somebody says, well, I'd just rather get you some. How about love? Imagine if the church gave each other love this year.
Mm.
Imagine if fathers gave their family love and family gave their fathers love and spouses and the church. And then the church loved the neighbors, our neighbors, and had a compassion for them. Like 2014 would be like the year of love. And that's perfect. Love cast out all fear. 2014, as you're here, is talking about prophetically, it's going to be a very challenging year to those who fear.
Mm-hmm.
But perfect love will deal with that. Imagine you have friends and family and loved ones who don't know love. They don't know God. God is love. They don't know Jesus. And of all the things that you could give them, you can give them the message of Christmas. You can give them the message of God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can give them salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about. You can lead your loved ones to the Lord by sharing with them how much he loves them and has a plan for their life. This is giving love. So imagine 2014 would be with brothers and sisters in the Lord instead of strangers and isolation and darkness and all that stuff. And think about this. If perfect love cast all fear, and you have given love to your family, friends, and loved ones for this Christmas, then they won't be fearful in 2014. They'll be abiding with the one who'd cast out all fear, love himself. So I want to encourage you to think about that. Think about this Christmas season, this New Year season, as we're moving into 2014 and moving on in, that this needs to be a year that I am going to love. I am going to love. You know, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be long-suffering. And this is easier to do as a believer when you realize God's watching. You know, his eyes are on us, and you love him. And you want to please him. It's like some people think God turns his head or something. It's like, God saw you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, to love. So despite all these four blood moons and all the stuff taking place in 2014 beginning and the storms that are on the horizon, the way it's defeated, this is how it's defeated. It's defeated in us by us deciding to love. And say, you know what? In this Christmas, this New Year's, in 2014... I'm going to give you love. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio,
and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.